The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff. Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jess and Marilyn with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, state budget delivers $15 million to help Queenslanders be more active. The Minor Infrastructure Program, aimed at helping sporting clubs and active recreation organisations, is receiving an additional $9.5 million for new and upgraded projects. Sport Minister Michael Healy says he wishes to see a healthier Queensland come out of this. The strategy, delivered through a series of multi-year action plans, is set to get more Queenslanders on the move. So, time to whip out that elliptical. Bruce Lerman attends Toowoomba Magistrates Court following rape charges in January 2023. Media have attempted to engage with Mr. Lerman entering the courthouse, with Lerman allegedly responding, "Where is Peter Costello when you need him?" The former Liberal staffer was charged with the rape of Brittany Higgins. This is, however, a separate case regarding two counts of raping a woman west of Brisbane.
In international news, Trump visits a Detroit church to win over black voters in the upcoming presidential election. Located in Michigan, both Trump and Biden have considered the area a must-win, with Trump believing male black voters would resonate with his economic and border security policies. His message at the 180 Church focused on the Biden administration's detrimental impact on black Americans, centering around crime, illegal migration, and high inflation. According to Reuters, however, no evidence was presented for his claims. The church's senior pastor, Lorenzo Sewell, supported Trump's efforts to win over the black community, stating, "President Obama never came to the hood." For your weather today, it's currently sunny in Brisbane. Winds are swinging westerly at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour this morning, then lightening up in the late evening. It is 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.